W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. The Federal Reserve raising interest rates by 0.25% today. That puts the benchmark federal funds rate between 4.75% and 5%. It's the ninth hike since March of last year. A suspect at large after shooting two faculty members at a Denver high school who are said to be in serious condition. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock.
Paramedics were in the building when the shooting occurred, and they were able to immediately begin to administer support and treatment to the individuals who were wounded, and that I think will play a huge role in their ultimate recovery.
A student was searched when police say he pulled the gun. The weapon has not been recovered. In New York, the grand jury that's looking into President Trump's role in hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels is off today. The grand jurors were told to be prepared to reconvene tomorrow, when it's possible they will hear from at least one additional witness. This is ABC News. California slammed by yet another storm. Tens of thousands without power as people from LA to the Bay Area deal with flooded homes, downed trees, and washed out roads. ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Santa Cruz County with more.
At least two drivers were killed after trees fell onto their cars. Two lanes of a freeway in Livermore closed after a retaining wall began to give way. Concerns now with more rain, it could completely collapse. A driver attempting to make it across a flooded road loses control. His car pulled into the rapid waters. Able to escape, but rescue teams had to help him off a riverbank.
Gerber announcing a voluntary recall of some powdered infant formula products due to possible bacterial contamination. The recall impacts various sizes of Good Start Sooth Pro, produced at the company's Eau Claire, Wisconsin manufacturing facility from January 2nd to January 18, 2023. The same type of bacteria led to the recall of Enfamil's formula last month. M1, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Dan Kelly says his opponent talks about politics too much to be a fair and impartial Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Although she says the formulaic words that she will follow the law, she's never said one thing in this campaign that would lead to any reasonable belief that that's what she would do.
Kelly faced Janet Protasiewicz in the one and only debate of the general election campaign yesterday. Wisconsin Democrats are trying to legalize abortion again. Governor Evers' bill would restore Wisconsin's abortion laws to what they were before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Republicans have their own bill to allow exceptions for rape and incest. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Dear Hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. I've said before, history is made every minute, every second, whether you're awake or not. It's being made this week. It's a lot of it's being made this week. Your grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be reading about it in the history books. We're going to start right off. It's looking very likely that Donald Trump will be indicted by a New York grand jury. And will have to be, if he's not arrested, show up voluntarily and be processed. A lot of late-breaking developments on that, and I want to go through them. The crime that he is going to be indicted for is in the books of his company. He listed the $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, the porn actress, to cover up the affair, to stop her from going public. But he listed it on the books of his company as legal fees. In the state of New York, it is illegal for a company to misrepresent something like that, a payment like that. By doing that, it's a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor in all states. Easiest way to define it is a criminal offense that's punishable by less than a year in jail. It's punishable by more than a year in jail, it's a felony. That's a very rough delineation between felony and misdemeanor. The consequences to you of being convicted of the two are very large. If you're convicted of a felony, you can't vote, you can't have certain jobs. It'll follow you the rest of your life. A misdemeanor ain't great, but you can still vote, and it doesn't disqualify you for the same jobs that a felony would. This charge can be increased to a felony if the misrepresentation was done deliberately to conceal it. In this particular case, to conceal it because it happened just shortly before the presidential election in 2016 in that October. And if it had come out, it could have swayed the election. And the theory is that it could be bootstrapped into a felony. I don't know if Alvin Bragg, the DA, is going to do that, but it'll at least be a misdemeanor. There are a lot of consequences to that, and I'm going to mention one of them. A president, even a former president, has two roles. He's the head of government, but he's also the head of state. In the UK, for instance, those roles are split, and they're also split in other countries around the world. So in the UK, for instance, the head of government is the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. The head of state is King Charles. Theoretically, the name Prime Minister just means.
yard and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your...
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for rain mixing with, then changing to snow tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 30, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 41, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 20. About an inch of snow tonight with another dusting Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media. This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. The Federal Reserve raising interest rates by 0.25% today. That puts the benchmark federal funds rate between 4.75% and 5%. It's the ninth hike since March of last year. A suspect at large after shooting two faculty members at a Denver high school who are said to be in serious condition. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock.
Paramedics were in the building when the shooting occurred, and they were able to immediately begin to administer support and treatment to the individuals who were wounded, and that I think will play a huge role in their ultimate recovery.
A student was searched when police say he pulled the gun. The weapon has not been recovered. In New York, the grand jury that's looking into President Trump's role in hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels is off today. The grand jurors were told to be prepared to reconvene tomorrow, when it's possible they will hear from at least one additional witness. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The third generation owners of Union Star Cheese Factory near Fremont were found dead of gunshot wounds on Saturday. Police arrested the 25-year-old son of David and Jan Metzik, Eric, later that day. Investigators found a journal in Eric's room at his parents' home where he talked about eliminating them. Metzik now facing two counts of first-degree intentional homicide, cash bond set at $1 million. Metzik has a hearing coming up March 30th. He is facing life in prison. Two bills that will dramatically increase penalties for reckless driving go up for a vote in both houses of the Wisconsin legislature today. The GOP-backed measures include doubling fines and forfeiture ranges for reckless driving and subsequent offenses. The second bill allows police to impound a repeat reckless driver's vehicle. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
kids. They're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for rain mixing with, then changing to snow tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 30, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 20. About an inch of snow tonight with another dusting Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.